I don't think that there has been enough debate or that people are actually aware of, I suppose, the implications of this if it is introduced. There has been very strong opposition to these proposed measures, and what these measures will see is the increase in the number of venues serving alcohol and extending opening hours. And there's an open letter signed by over 65 groups and advocates who really are voicing, you know, their strong opposition to these measures in the Sale of Alcohol Bill. So I just think in relation to you know, the road safety groups, the guards, mental health, doctors and nurses in hospitals, I just think that it is something that we really need to look at, that we cannot, I don't think we can afford as a society to have an increase in more hours of alcohol and drinking alcohol late into the evenings, nights and at weekends. You know, our services are overrun at present. Our hospitals, our emergency services, you see what they're like at the weekends. We hear about overcrowding. And I cannot imagine them, those professions and those services being burdened even more by, you know, the effects and the knock-on effects of having, you know, late night drinking.
It's clear, as you mentioned there, Councillor, while the idea of having longer opening hours and longer drinking hours might sound like a good idea, the knock-on effects to this are huge.
Absolutely. And if you're talking about, you know, if this costs one person's life, then it's just not worth it. And the knock-on effect it has on families and on communities, not only for a couple of years, it goes on for decades and for generations. So why would we put ourselves in that position when, you know, we have enough, you know, there are enough pubs and there are enough hotels and there are enough venues. I just cannot see the need for any type of an increase in this.